Monday, we reported that Idaho's public health districts just received funds toward testing school teachers and staff for COVID-19. Those were earmarked by the governor in July. But as Rachel Cohen reports, at least one health district is rejecting the state's money.
Central District Health, which covers Ada, Boise, Elmore, and Valley counties, said in an email it will not accept a subgrant it received from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. The sum was just under $400,000 to facilitate COVID-19 testing for teachers and staff and to cover the cost of testing if insurance would not. The state's largest two school districts are in Central District Health's territory. The health district said it believes primary care providers are the most appropriate people to do COVID-19 testing and follow-up care. Another problem, it says, is it would need to recruit and hire additional staff in a short period of time to use the funds. And the arrangement would put Central District Health in a position to become a payer for testing services, which it doesn't want to do. It says it does not have the necessary infrastructure, which would include ways to detect fraud. But the health district did say it's working with school districts to facilitate testing in other ways, such as making more rapid testing machines available. Boise State Public Radio has not been notified about any other health district rejecting this money. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.